This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Holy crap.
Wait a second.
Holy crap.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Zach Wilson in Mike McDaniel's offense is really fascinating.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Their 15th in a row. The Cavaliers down to Brooklyn Nets.
Gonzaga reclaims the crown.
Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Bay Area reporter Matt Maiocco. Coming up, University of Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood. Cowboys defensive tackle Osa Odighizuwa. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show, live on the air on the Roku Sports Channel. Also, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have us coast to coast. 120 nationally listening to us right now. Terrestrial radio on the Infinity Sports Network, SiriusXM, Odyssey, our podcast listeners. We always say hello to you, even though you might not be listening to us live. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Here on the program, I could not be more excited to have our next guest right here in studio because I have been so eager to meet you, sir. 12,919 all-purpose yards and 179 touchdowns and winning two state championships. The reigning Mr. Michigan Football Award winner and the top player in the 2025 recruiting class who was smart enough to decide he wants to go to the University of Michigan and play football there. Bryce Underwood, good to see you, sir. How
are you? Thanks for having me. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I meant every word.
Thank you so much.
How many people have you met since you made your decision to land in Ann Arbor, just look at you and just smile and give you hugs and handshakes and say welcome?
It's been insane, honestly. Just a welcoming opportunity that I've went into, so very glad for it.
And so, but you're from Detroit, right?
Yes, I am.
So, did you grow up thinking you could maybe go to the University of Michigan?
Growing up, I played for a team called the Motor City Wolverines. So
that's a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So it basically dawned on me, honestly. So
okay.
Me growing up as a Wolverine fan and playing for a team called the Wolverines for over 3 years is what basically was like the factor.
Did you have a winged helmet too? There too?
Yes, I did.
They did the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Oh my
The entire
gosh.
Thing.
Really? Was it maize and blue as well?
It was the entire thing.
Okay. So this is just a continuation of
course,
that,
definitely.
Right? When did you, so you are 6'4", right? Mm-hmm. And what do you weigh right now?
228.
228. Okay, so you've put on some lbs since high school.
15 pounds since
okay,
I've been there,
so. Very good. So the reason why I bring this up is when did you start being this size, Bryce?
Okay. So I say, okay. I've honestly always been big. So
okay.
My first year of playing football, that was probably when I was the smallest because of who I was playing against. I was playing up an age. So my first year ever playing, I was 6, playing against 8, 9-year-olds, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty small. And then the year after that, then I was up to speed mm-hmm. with the height and everything. Then the year after that, then it kind of took off. I was about 5'3", 5'4", at the age of 8.
At the age of 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Age 8. So ever since then, Been a little bigger.
When did you cross the 6 foot line? In middle school?
12.
Okay. Yeah, all right. 12. All right.
Yeah, I was taller 12. Than my dad at the age of 11, turning 12. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So did you tried basketball too, I imagine then, right? No? Or not really?
Not really. I never had the time to take it that serious because I knew football was what I wanted to do.
Football is what you wanted to do.
Of course.
Who was your guy growing up, Bryce Underwood, rooting for it?
Cam Newton. Marshawn Lynch. He wasn't a quarterback, but, you know, my favorite team used to be the Seattle Seahawks.
Why is that? Because the Lions weren't any good? Let's be honest.
Honestly, I've never been a Lions guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been... Just never been a Lions guy. Okay. So Marshawn Lynch was my favorite running back going into football and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle Seahawks defense was real good. I think it was 2012 through the...
Yeah, that's Legion of Boom. That's the Legion of Boom era, like when they were becoming dynastic and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam spoke to you. Why did Cam speak to you?
Honestly, it was just how he carried himself as a person, you know? Like, he didn't care what nobody said. He was going to be him no matter what. So, and my initials is BU. So my parents always kept that in my head, is BU no matter what. So.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Well done. Yeah, I love appreciate that. It. Very good. Yeah. BU. And so have you met Cam? Have you
yes,
met?
I have.
Okay.
A few times.
And so how did that go for you?
It was amazing. The first time I met him, we were playing against him in 707 in Las Vegas, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So we was playing 18U. I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the quarterback at the time. We shut them out. It was 36-0. They came out all loud and stuff. And I'm sitting there, okay. This is the stuff that everybody be nervous about, excited about to play against. Then I finally got to come across it, and yeah, 36-0. So,
what advice did you pick Cam's brain? Did you?
Didn't have time to talk to him because he was kind of upset and mad that they lost that bad. So,
okay.
Then he had to. Then he talked to his team and everything like that. Then probably I think a month later, he had. Some event where most of the top quarterbacks around the country come out to Maryland, we all train. So that's when I was able to pick his brain and everything like that and figure out who he was as a real person.
When was the first time people started coming around your house or knocking on your door or saying, like, let's start playing college football, think about where you're going? When did that first start happening in your life, Bryce Underwood?
Eighth grade.
Do you remember who was the first one?
University of Kentucky.
Who came knocking your way?
Is it Steve Klinsky?
And he's like, Kentucky was the first to ever meet you. Okay. When did Michigan ever? Did Harbaugh ever come watch some of your games and things like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
So, but Coach Klink, the one I offered for University of Kentucky, was the same one that offered me for the University of Michigan. So he went to Michigan, and then he offered me, and now he's at the Chargers.
Look at that. That's right. Now he's with Jim across. By the way, they're just right down the street.
Yeah.
Right across the street. Okay, so then let's just spend a few minutes here on your decision and making this decision.
Of course.
Because that's being discussed so much, is, you know, how much money NIL is on the table, and, you know, it's – used to be something you don't talk about. Now this is just the way things go in college athletics.
Right.
What are you willing to share about your decision with LSU and Michigan, Bryce Underwood?
Honestly, both great programs, have a lot of love for the both of them, honestly. So with me being a Michigan fan growing up, of course, that was one of the big factors, biggest things that dawned on me, of course, playing for the Motor City Wolverines and things like that. And me and my family had a lot of sit downs to really think about the things that matters, which is education and how far am I really willing to go and everything like that. So that was really one of the main things. So
and that was part of the reason why you decided to just say, listen, I'll stay home, I'll be a Wolverine, I'll get an education.
Of course.
And then where did the money come into any of this, Bryce?
That was really the last thing that was on the bucket list, honestly. So,
and now you could see yourself sitting there on the in the Wolverine maize and blue, sitting there in the big house. When you first walked in and put this uniform on, what were you thinking, Bryce?
It's time for stuff to change now. You know, it's about to be a big change going into all of this. So,
no pressure, huh?
It comes with it. So
well, it does, it comes with it. Like, so, like, how are you taking all of this in? You know, the attention. I'm thrilled that you're here. Is this the first national interview that you've done since doing this? Maybe you've done a couple more. Okay. So bottom line is, I'm glad that you're here and that you're in this. There's a lot of people who are looking at you as a savior, definitely, which is kind of wild for a program that won it all 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that?
Honestly, my mom called it blessed stress, honestly. So, like, all the work that I put in, it's just been a blessing just to be through what I'm going through at this moment. So, I have nothing else to do what I have been doing for the last 8, 9, 10 years I've been playing football for, which is hard work. Dedicate myself to whatever my goals will be. Mm-hmm. And
Bless stress. Mm-hmm. That's the way you view it.
Of course.
What have you been told about the starters gig by Coach Moore?
Say it again.
What have you been told about the starters gig by Coach Moore? What have you been?
Honestly, I just know I gotta just be myself. That's been my main thing, really.
And that your plan is to be yourself,
of course,
and let everything come. Or you're because I
the I'm thing, going to work for everything. You know, I'm gonna work for everything I feel I earn. So.
Because everything that I've heard about you, not that I'm talking about you without you looking me directly in the face, Bryce, is that you are a raging competitor about everything. Mm. I've heard that you've gone against some players in practice and certain drills, and you talk mess. Like you...
Watch this.
Okay.
What was we just doing at the dinner table the other day?
What were you doing?
We was competing over rock, paper, scissors. I swear to God, we was competing over rock, paper, scissors for like 30 minutes.
Do you want to, because I have 3 children, okay? And the crazy thing is, Bryce, is that my oldest is only a year younger than you right now. Do you want any of this smoke on this front right now?
I don't know if you want to do it on TV.
We can do that right now. Why not? You want to, you can call it.
Are we doing rock, paper, scissors, shoot, or rock, paper, scissors? Because that's another thing we was like competing over, if it was rock, paper, scissors, or rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Your call. You're the guest here.
It doesn't matter to me.
I always say shoot.
All right, so we're going to do it on shoot. We're gonna reveal on shoot.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I'll announce.
Okay.
Best two out of three.
Best 2 out of 3?
Best 2 out of 3.
Okay, ready, Bryce Underwood? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, we're both paper. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I'm up 1-0.
And 1-0.
Watch this.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You just covered me. All right.
1-1.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, Rich Eisen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something, Bryce.
He is stewing. His initial reaction was like,
I would go for like 10 more games, but.
See, that's the competitive
spirit. We have time.
So I'm going to just look away for right now.
You won't even make eye contact. Yeah. Look at me, Bryce. This is called the blessed stress.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Being on live television, losing to me in rock, paper, scissors. I'm talking mess now. So I just got a taste of the competitive spirit here.
Of course.
Okay. All right. By the way, undefeated still and champion. So clearly you want to be the starter right away. I understand. I don't want to put you in any tough spot here, but, you know, you'd like to be the guy, right? Week
Definitely.
One. New Mexico, we're playing New Mexico. And I use we as if I'm part of Team 146 here.
You're part of Team 146.
Thank you, sir. That's what you're looking to
Definitely.
Do. Okay, now then, let's stroll down this lane here because this is very important to me and basically every University of Michigan fan as well. Mm. Can you put up the photograph of Bryce Underwood with LeBron James, please? Okay, put this photograph up. You met LeBron your last trip to Southern California in March, right? Last weekend, right? Mm-hmm. A couple weekends ago. Because I was at the Combine. That's when I first reached out to, you know, see if you could come on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell LeBron that you're coming for his school next November?
Definitely. Word for word.
Okay. Walk me through what this conversation was like.
So, you know... James Harden is with the company that I'm up under and everything like that.
Okay.
So I'm very close with James Harden. I talk to him like probably once a week or twice out of the month and stuff like that.
Okay.
So going to the game, talking to James Harden and everything like that, I'm like, okay, they're playing the Lakers. You know, I grew up a LeBron James fan. I had Miami Heat jersey, had a Cleveland jersey, all that. So, my bad, I'm hitting the microphone.
It's okay.
But I'm sitting like, all right, so James, I need to meet LeBron James. You know, this is like during halftime. He came over to talk to me, Brandon, and I said, I need to meet LeBron. He was like, all right, I got you. I figured that out. Cool. Guaranteed probably slipped his mind. So after the game, we seen him. We seen James Harden and everything. So we were going to where? To the garage of where all the cars were and everything like that.
Crypto, or was it, were they into it? No, it was crypto.
Is it crypto?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know much.
No
so
problem.
All I knew was I'm about to all the cars, you know.
yeah, because those cars in the player's garage.
Those are good. Pretty nice cars there. So
taking notes. Okay.
So then I'm with James again. I'm like, all right, I need to meet LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, I have to. Like, it's a must. I will not leave until I meet LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
No. Then he was like, all right, cool. He went to over there to talk to LeBron guys and stuff like that, like Rich Paul and people like that.
Sure.
And I know James. He's not going to sit there for 30 minutes until LeBron comes out. Mm-hmm. So, but I will. I have no problem with waiting until LeBron comes out. So.
yes.
But he came out 20 to 25 minutes later. I see him. I'm like, all right. I don't know how I'm about to talk to him. Like, I'm a little nervous. Like, I don't really get starstruck over anybody, honestly. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, all right, he getting closer and closer. I'm like, am I just going to be like, what up, LeBron? Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You hadn't thought about your game plan, huh?
I didn't.
It was just on the fly. So what was the opening line?
Exactly, that's what that was. I sat there. I just sat there and looked around. I'm like, is this really about to happen? Like, Rich said no. I guess Rich told one of his guys to introduce him to me.
Yes.
So I'm just sitting there. He's right there. I'm like, he came over there and start walking to me. I'm like, oh, is this really happening? And my hand just started going out and then dapped him up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking. And then I said, before this all started, just had to let you know, I go to Michigan. He was like, oh, yeah, it's over for Ohio State. So
he said that.
No, I said that.
Oh.
So
you said to him,
yeah,
it's over for Ohio State.
You know, he said, Ohio State is home. I'm like, yeah, it's going to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did he take that?
He laughed it off a little bit.
Okay.
And so. Yeah, then we continued to have a conversation. Then he was about to walk off. Then I had to introduce him to my dad, you know, because my dad was a pretty big fan of LeBron as well. So
well, who's not, you know?
Of course.
That's LeBron James. That's the king. But you had to let him understand that the next few Novembers are going to go similar to, say, the last four. Four.
Definitely.
Let me tell you something. Can you guys back me up on this here?
About how much trash you've been talking the last few seasons?
I have been talking with my chest for four straight years. Now, this is back when you were in grade school. Not the way things were going, as you know.
Of course.
In this rivalry.
Definitely.
If you can still call it that, right? So, do you like that one? See, that's what I've been doing nonstop.
Yeah. He's underselling it right now, how bad it's been.
I've gone to LeBron's home county in Canton, Ohio, and gotten heckled as I'm an MC of a Hall of Fame jacket dinner by Ohio State fans going, OH, and I've just been just firing back for the last 4 years. So you're telling me I have at least a few more years of that to come?
Definitely.
Okay. You're speaking it into existence, and let's go and do this.
Sure.
So, what do you think? Just walk me through. Like, have you thought about the moment you're going to first step onto the field in the Big House for a game you're starting for the University of Michigan?
Of course.
What does that moment look like for you? Do you think?
Honestly, with social media being a huge thing, there's going to be tons of cameras out. I already know that, and. My whole life, high school, 707s, everything that I've been going through, it's been cameras out. So it's just another big snap that's about to happen. And that's going to kick off my legacy. So,
your legacy. And what will your legacy be, do you think?
A couple of Heismans and at least one Natty. So.
Okay. Have you spoken to Brady yet? Have you connected to Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And? you're like telling me everything that happened with LeBron, but is this more, you know, private? You got to keep this private or no?
Not really.
Okay, so what happened with Tom?
I was in a car. I was in the back seat of my mom's car.
Mm-hmm.
Why was I not driving? That don't matter. So we were, I don't know where we was on the way to. I honestly don't know what the predicament was. I don't know where we were going.
Yeah.
I don't know where we were going or anything like that. All I know is I was in the back seat and I was in the middle. I was in the middle and all I get is a call from a 305 number. It was random.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm like, I don't know anybody from Miami at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I answer, big white teeth on the phone. Like,
a FaceTime?
It was a FaceTime?
It was a FaceTime call.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So
it was confusing. I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I had to act like I already knew he was going to call. Right? So.
Oh, hey, Tom.
So. And then the conversation just kicked off and everything. So he was just telling me how excited he was for my future, honestly. So it was just a blessing to have him on the phone, one of the greatest of all time. So
yeah. Yeah. So, as you know, when you go into the locker room, there's one photo of Bo on the wall. Mm-hmm. There's two of Tom.
Yeah.
There's one of Tom wearing 10 and one of Tom wearing 12,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for good reason.
Of course.
Because he is... somebody, as you know, I don't know if you're his history at Michigan, he had to split starts. He had to split reps with a former Mr. Michigan who was so hyped in Drew Henson.
Definitely.
And he wound up being a sixth round pick because of it and put that as his chip on his shoulder his entire career. So I guess my last question for you is, what's your chip on your shoulder?
He's just a freshman. He won't be good enough, you know. So,
you're hearing that, right?
Of course.
Now? That's your chip on your shoulder that you'll be wearing.
I might keep that chip the whole 3 years. Oh. My sophomore, junior, even though I'm not just a freshman no more after my freshman year. So
right.
That might be the chip the whole way. So.
Okay, and then you win the chip that you referred to as a natty.
Definitely.
And a couple of Heismans.
Of course.
Okay, sir. Well, listen, I just want you to, you know, be the Michigan man that, you know, you want to be and that I'm hearing that you already are, to be honest with you. And, you know, what you're going to do with your standing in the world and what you do with whatever you can do with your family, for your family, and what you can do for people like me who are going to be sitting there and rooting like crazy to watch you grow up into the grown-ass man you already are and, you know, go blue.
Go blue.
That's Bryce Underwood right here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here, and hopefully this is the first of many times.
Of course.
Right here on the program. That's Bryce Underwood right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back with your phone calls and so much more in a moment right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
The first quarterback of my Michigan fandom, the coach of my team, the man who gave me the honor of representing the team as an honorary captain, and a man who would tell me to attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to man, common man.
Yes, sir.
Who's got it better than me?
Nobody.
Jim Harbaugh's on the Rich Eisen Show, aren't you? You there, Jim?
I'm here, Rich. Oh, happy birthday, fantastic. Monday. 50th.
Big 5-0.
Wow, awesome.
Big 5-0.
I was supposed to be at your surprise party last Saturday night.
I heard that story, but you got caught up with being a family man, which is...
Yeah, I got my daughter's graduation party was that Saturday night. Her graduation was Thursday.
It's all good.
The party was Saturday, so...
Are you going to have more honorary captains? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we're still doing that. We're going to honor the 69 team.
Okay, so that means Deardorff comes back?
Deardorff should be back.
Well, he's already there. He'll be in the radio booth, so okay.
Yeah. Ty Law is going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes. If you need me to let them know how high the bar is set in terms of speechifying, just give them my number. I'll tell them how high the bar is set, Jim, you know?
I will tell them that. I will let them know that. I'm gonna let them know. That's how we do it. You know, listen. You're gonna be honorary captain. You got to talk to the team.
Yes.
You got to watch this. You got to watch this clip from Rich Eisen. This is how it's done. This is how you do it.
Hey Jim, thanks for calling in. Really means a lot. You are you're one of my all time favorites for many many reasons. So thanks for taking the time here in June.
Well, enjoy your continued 50th. This doesn't sound like it's just one day. It sounds like it's a Eisen Palooza. Yes. It goes on for weeks.
That's where the Eisen Palooza drop came from. It's 5 years ago.
I wonder where that came from. Yeah.
I know how long it's been since I turned 50. It's very simple math.
Eisen Palooza.
Very simple math. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Interesting how the phone lines didn't light up from our Columbus radio listenership.
React
Infinity
to me,
Sports Network. Isn't that interesting?
What a cool cat, man.
Dude, the life is his oyster. I just hope that, you know, everything goes as well for him as he wants it to be. Yeah. And he's clearly comfortable in his own skin. What he says, I love that. He says his initials are BU and his mom's been telling him BU. Yeah. You know?
So he's got the comfort in front of the camera down pat, right? So he's got that whole thing.
And the whole thing is, at least his entire career at Michigan, he will know that he suffered his first loss at the hands of me.
That's the thing.
In a rousing, to the end, to the wire edition of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
And like Brockman said, he
got shown up by the host.
Yeah, yep. Ridge, be honest. Top five achievement?
Of my entire life?
Yeah.
Is beating Bryce Underwood in anything, is what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Are you saying it's my top athletic achievement?
Yeah. Athletic achievement, yeah.
It's not an athletic game. It's a game of chance, and it's a game of strategy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes it a game.
Okay.
And he could beat me up now when he was 8.
He was 5'3 at 8?
Right. Yeah, 8. That's
crazy.
He's turning 18 2 weeks after my son turned 17. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's already, again, he's comfortable in his own skin.
Did you get that sense? Didn't he say what cameras have been on me my entire life?
Cameras been on for a long time.
Cameras on.
Yeah.
Okay.
This generation, you know, growing up with that, with the everything's out there. They publicly broadcast everything. So
right.
Much more comfortable, I think, doing interviews and stuff.
It's great.
It's cool.
The future just left our studio. Maybe and potentially, you know, even obviously he's got a long way to go.
I mean, anyone else hear that? He called a shot?
Two Heismans and an Natty.
And a Natty.
And at least so, one Natty. Oh, please. Guys, please.
Guys, we got to be honest. If he gets one Heisman and a Natty, he gone.
But he has to stay 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's true.
Yeah. That's why you said three.
Yeah, true. Three. True.
I mean, he's not even sugarcoating it. You know, enjoy while you got it.
Oh, I know you're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah, 3 seasons.
Now, are you going to go and get a Bryce Underwood card to go put next to your Arch Manning card?
I'm convinced now between Arch and Bryce, I'm going to have a yacht and a submarine. I'm going to be able to go on top of the water and under the water.
Let me just scour you there.
Where is one dock a submarine here?
I'm going to find out.
You're going to ask Del Tufo on that?
Put on your Del Tufo
after I get this Bryce Underwood card, one
ping?
Find out.
You're going to go for one ping? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, TJ, they're out there already.
Of course they are. I'm sure they are.
Well, time to get busy.
Tyler in Melbourne, Florida. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Tyler?
Hey there, Rich. First time, long time. Love the show. I wanted to throw a what's more likely your way.
Oh, okay. Get me ready for Friday's show. Very good. I always like keeping that.
Yeah, get ready for the NFL season.
I always like keeping that muscle, mental muscle ready. So go for it, Tyler.
Perfect. So who do you think will start more NFL games this coming season? Zach Wilson or Kenny Pickett?
Oh. Gosh almighty. Tyler.
Do you not want to answer and save it for Friday?
No. I'll answer this here.
Just scratch that off, Chris.
Tyler, that's the ultimate compliment that Brockman wants to just take your work and make it his for Friday. But I will answer it here.
You
since
can have it. I'm sorry to Brockman for keeping Chris Godwin in Tampa. That was never going to happen for you, buddy. Sorry.
That's true.
We over-offered, too.
Tyler, I just think I will say Kenny Pickett, just because the last thing I want to ever do is assume somebody else is going to get hurt, because that's the only way Zach Wilson plays. The way that Kenny Pickett plays is because A, he will be installed as the starter, or B, he is going to be a bridge quarterback for who, you know, Cam Ward would assume, or Shador, whoever's drafted first at the quarterback spot, and Cleveland getting that player. And that player is not ready yet, and Pickett will play, and it will be more than Zach Wilson, who hopefully for the Dolphins doesn't see the field. How's that sound, Tyler?
That sounds great. I'm inclined to agree with you, but with Tua's past,
I know that.
It's hard to...
I know that.
You know...
Yeah.
But I think if Zach is given the chance, he may take to his job.
Oh, I don't think so. But thank you for the call. Tyler just got real hot at the end there. That was really hot. I actually just burned up the phone line. I hope he doesn't feel like that was so hot I had to hang up on him. But that was, I think, the end of the call.
Dang.
Yeah, that's he's not taking to his job.
You're safe. I hung up on him.
We all know Zach Wilson is going to start this year at least one time, and it's whenever they play the Jets in New Jersey, because you know the football gods are just cackling right now over the scenario. They just can't wait for the schedule to come out to figure when that is. And speaking of which, hey, Brett Favre, can you pipe down with this he should play for the Vikings talk? Okay. I heard about that.
Why pipe down?
Not that I'm, because it's not what's needed. We don't need it.
Be the funniest thing to happen in the NFL in quite some time.
About. Jets fans don't want to see it. Like why would Favre even say he should continue in my footsteps?
Well, because then Favre looks less stupid.
Well, that's another way for you. Honestly, it would be again full on proof that the football gods hate the Jets if Rodgers goes to Minnesota just to complete the entire flop the Favre era was.
I get it.
And
right?
I know Favre started 6-1 for the Jets. And
he was injured.
Yeah. Which, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, never happened in Green Bay. Didn't miss a start.
Never,
that's,
right.
That's true. Was the Iron Man.
Never happened.
Until the very end.
But he played through it. No kudos for that.
All right. So Favre was like not destructible in Green Bay and suddenly becomes more of a mortal man. You know, it's sort of like that time when, you know, Superman wanted to lose his powers for Lois Lane, right? Remember he went in that little booth?
Yeah.
Remember that?
And he got beat up at the diner.
Right, he got beat up at the diner. Right? And then the Jets were the version of Superman that got beat up at the diner with Favre. And then Favre went back in and then went back to the diner in Minnesota and started beating people up again. I don't want to see that.
He mopped Homeboy in that diner.
I liked Superman 2 enough. I don't need it. By the way, we've now made Back to School and Superman 2 pop culture references. I'm one away from taking on Bill Simmons.
Favre led the NFL in picks that year with the Jets.
Yeah. That's the version we got. So, you know.
Can I ask a question?
I guess, you know, I guess what are we going to get at the very end? Where he's going to go back to Minnesota and throw soul-crushing interceptions at the end?
He was 8-3.
But guys, sorry to do it, but I don't want to speak it into existence, Brett.
If you're 41 years old, though, and you got a chance to play inside of a dome...
Yeah, for a team that just won for a team that just won 14 games and has Justin Jefferson to throw to.
And you got at least, what, 10 games inside.
Aaron Jones is back.
You got Justin Jefferson. You got Jordan.
And you can go to Green Bay, play him twice, and play the NFC. I know I'm saying, hey, the Steelers are playing the NFC North. They only play him once. He can play him twice. He can go back in.
He's inside.
That's two wins against the Bears because he owns them. So that's two wins there.
Yeah, but then what happens to J.J. McCarthy? They just totally Jordan Love. They Jordan Love plan the whole thing.
Yeah.
J.J. learns for a year under Aaron.
Or 2 years.
Or 2 years. And then.
I mean, isn't McCarthy like 21 still?
Right. Yeah, J.J.'s still a young bull, man.
22.
It makes sense to go inside is all I'm saying. With my cousin, Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, and the Steelers don't even have a practice bubble, I don't think. They go outside. They practice outside.
Cold in Pittsburgh. That's what you do in Pittsburgh. November and December.
Aaron knows how to deal with that.
Yeah, but why would you want to continue to do it?
Cold.
If you can go.
You get older, your bones start to hurt, the weather, your knee.
Why would Favre even want to chime in on the subject matter?
He ain't got nothing better to do.
Correct. Rich, when Will Cain calls, you answer.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not part of that nation.
How you doing?
All right, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're going to check my work when we come back here.
I'm buying Bryce Underwood cards right now.
You are doing that?
Oh, there's so many on eBay right now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Have they gone up just in the last 20 minutes, or have they gone down because they saw how vulnerable he is in rock, paper, scissors. Thankfully, it's football when he plays Ohio State and everybody else. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you. Yeah, I'm just so excited.
Oh, baby.
No, I'm serious. Listen, I got to meet the quarterback of the future, the University of Michigan, with all due respect to everybody else in the quarterback room there. Very exciting. When Marshall Faulk took the gig with Dion in Colorado, my first thought was, what gives? He sat on our set at the Super Bowl and didn't say a word. But that was just about me, right? And I also understand Marshall's initials are MF. So I can say that because I've known him for almost two decades now. But it was also like, my God, what a brilliant hire by Dion. I can't wait to see what type of coach he is. And we got a glimpse on the Colorado social media channels. This one popped into my feed last night. And this is Marshall Faulk talking to the Colorado Buffaloes, wearing Colorado Buffalo gear as a running backs coach. Hit it.
I'm new. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Marshall Faulk. I don't want to get into stats. If you want those, I'm Googleable. Check me out. I knew that was going to get you.
That's Dion laughing.
Nah, for real. Here's what I want you to understand. And this goes for everybody, including the running back room. All right? How you do one thing is how you do everything. Think about that. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If you slack off in school, then at some point in time, the guy to your left, the guy to your right, the guy in front of you, the guy behind you, they can't count on you because you're going to slack off. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So I'm going to be real brief and say this to you. What we want from you, it requires no talent. Effort requires no talent. Hustle requires no talent. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the smartest to give effort. It requires no talent. If you give effort, watch what it brings to you.
Love it. Let me ask you a question as a former segment producer of Marshall Faulk on NFL Game Day Morning. What I took from that video, did you think Marshall would be the coach that delivers with a little smile?
Yes.
Right?
He was kind of always like that.
He wasn't going to be that fire brimstone dude.
No.
Right? Like, he's not going to come in and peel the paint off the walls.
No, he's just matter of fact. His voice never changes up or down.
Right.
Yeah.
It was great to see that.
That's cool.
He's delivering his message with a twinkle and a little smile.
A little smirk.
And there's a sense of optimism. He's talking about effort. Let's start with the simple thing that requires no talent, effort. You give effort, let's see what happens. And obviously, Dion will take care of the talent part, getting it out in the room in the first place. And Marshall's going to be part of that with going in a, I imagine, some. What if Marshall Faulk strolls into your living room? You know? I don't think Dion does the home visits, though.
No, it's easy to Zoom or FaceTime.
No, he kind of said that when he was on the show. He kind of gave us
that. He said that, I don't do home visits.
Yeah.
But hey, Dion's the HC, Marshall's the RB, and we did, in fact, I believe, successfully secure the title of pass rush coordinator for Warren, right? That's what he requested.
Dion said he was into it.
Yeah, right. I don't know if it's official, but we'll have to follow up on that. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Listen, I'm always straight up with everybody here, okay? Listen, when you're in certain parts of this sports calendar and you're doing a show like this one, sometimes you're trying to figure out, what are we going to talk about today? What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And so one of the ways through that needle that you can thread a segment is recycle stuff. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to review work. Yes. We're going to use content we've already created to create more content.
I like that.
You're welcome, youth of America. and international, wondering, how do you do it, Rich? And I say back to you, I influence. And this is the way I influence. I tell you how it's done. Certainly, if in reviewing the work, it proves me right. So that's helpful. There's an I in Rich and Eisen, in other words. So listen.
Reduce, reuse, recycle, Rich.
Almost, yes. Right. 1 month ago today,
Captain Planet.
I gave you a top five list of the top five most shocking possible off-season moves. And I figured, let's review it. Okay. And honestly, I didn't remember some of them, so I have no idea if they're all right or wrong. Well, number five on my list was Myles Garrett willingly stays with the Browns.
Check.
Do you think? Or was he financially coerced? Is that another way of saying
that's
willingly?
Another way of putting it. Yeah.
Or the finances turned him into a willing volunteer. He went from hostage to volunteer. Amazing what $40 million per can do.
How has nobody put Myles Garrett's face on Huel, like laying back on the bricks of cash? Right?
I guess what we're going to do. Number four was Seahawks trade DK. I should have just left it at that. To Pete Carroll, who signs Russ.
We could still get that half right.
I don't think so. No, he's not running it back with Geno and Russ, bud. That ain't happening. Number three is any starting quarterback gets traded to anyone.
That happened.
Did it?
Geno.
Oh, Geno got, that's it, right? That's right. Okay. Because Sam Darnold signed.
Signed, but they still moved.
So Geno, so I was kind of right that Pete was going to get a quarterback from his past.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just right church, what, right, wrong pew?
Yeah, right church.
I'm a Jew. I shouldn't make that.
You used it right, though. Right.
Okay, thank you.
Context.
Sam Darnold signs with the Jets. Yeah, I know. And Micah Parsons sent packing.
I mean, we still don't know yet.
Still up in the air.
One more was Skull Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, still alive.
That still could happen.
I mean, Favre's talking about it on Fox News. That's odd that he shows up there. All right. That's not shocking, but Skull and Rodgers, that's actually out there. That's still in the ether.
It's it makes sense, man.
It makes too much sense.
I mean, look, the Steelers thing makes sense, too, because you guys remember that game when the Packers were playing the Steelers and there was that shot where Rodgers looks over at Tomlin and smiles.
Yeah.
And Tomlin, like, and it looked like they were long lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you in a couple months.
Went to run into each other's arms through a field, it looked like. So,
stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
Maybe so. You know,
they're waiting for that phone call right now. We are, as of this current utterance into this microphone, 2 hours away from the new league year starting.
We're on Rodgers Watch 25.
Oh, my God. You remember Favre Watch?
Didn't that, like, just
he's become
you?
The person that he saw that you shouldn't become.
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
Life.
Where we're nonstop being talked about?
Right.
He has become Favre, the guy that he didn't like the whole time.
Yeah, I think in the 7 years I did NFL Total Access, the person who prevented me from going home on time the most was Brett Favre.
Right. You told that story.
One time he did us such a favor. There was the last game of the season was on New Year's Eve on Sunday night on NBC. And we're all like, okay, you know, there's no way we're making our New Year's plans work. There's no way that any of us doing that post game show, we're going to make our New Year's Eve parties. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Suze, I don't know if I'll just, you go. I don't know where it was. I'm like, you go and I'll meet you. And Andrea Kramer was doing the sideline work and got Favre. Thank God the Packers won. Favre showed up on the post game chat with Andrea Kramer, who asked him the question, are you coming back? And he said, yes. And we were just we all cheered. We're like, oh, so we don't have to wait for Favre to go underneath the, you know, the bowels of Lambeau, stare into the abyss, wait for Mike Sherman to show up, shower, shave, you know what, to complete the triple S, then go and talk to Sherman and then have this moment and then put on the same hat that he wore for all 18 press conferences prior and then just give a cryptic answer. He gave an actual answer. And then we all watched the ball drop. Multiple times when he went to the Jets. At any rate. Anyway. It's like Don Rickles. Anyway. All right. Another top five. Let's review from March 3rd. My rumors I came back from the combine with. Number five, the Cowboys are all out on many of their free agents. Who have they? They've re-signed Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
Odigizuwa is joining us in 10 minutes.
Trent Sieg, the legend.
Well, their entire punt unit, returner and punter, right? They kept Anger.
Special teams is very important.
Yeah,
Anger. We all know this, right? And we got the best kicker in the
league. Waiting to hear about everything else. Number four, the Vikings plan A at quarterback signed Sam Darnold for more than 1 year. That was wrong. Well, I mean, we heard from multiple sources since Darnold signed with the Seahawks that the plan that the Vikings offer was 1 year, $25 million. So he said no to that. Number three is the Colts' idea of competition for Anthony Richardson, Daniel Jones. Boy, I want to thank the people who told me that one. The Giants and Raiders' interest in Matthew Stafford was quite real. I mean, that was. And number one, the Browns truly have zero intention to trade Myles Garrett. The one more was the Steelers' opponent in Dublin will be the Green Bay Packers. I guess we have to wait till May for that to be confirmed. Or maybe even the owners' meeting later on this. Don't they normally announce
that stuff? The international usually trickles out.
I think they normally announce, you know, who kickoff's going to be there too, right? Don't they make some sort of schedule release announcements at the owners' meeting? They usually do that. And that's at the end of the month. So. But the Browns truly had no interest in trading Myles Garrett, man. To the point where they're like, well, let's run this thing back. Here's $40 million a year.
Yeah, let's.
I think maybe they should have just
overpay by $4.5 million per.
Well, they had to, not four and a half, probably four, right?
But Max signed for 35 and a half.
Right, so, but Miles might have said no to 36. Get out of here.
Right. They had to up it significantly.
Spinal Tap 11. These go to 11.
These go to 11.
Whew. Yeah. The Browns had the speakers that go to 11. Boy, I'm just keep making pop culture references here, man. They're all old. I understand.
Shut up. You're saying this like it's new.
You're saying over there.
I've been doing this.
No, I know I've been doing it.
This is what you do.
Have you seen Spinal Tap?
Have you seen Spinal Tap?
No.
Dude.
I haven't on that one either.
I don't. That type of humor I don't think is for me.
You don't watch The Office? You don't watch Modern Family? Mock documentaries? You don't find that? You don't find those funny?
No.
Never seen The Office.
Ever?
Not a single second.
Wow.
All the GIFs people post, don't get them.
Dude.
Don't get it. All the memes, nope.
Right. Is it GIF or GIF?
Right over my head.
Let me ask you something, Jason. Is it Garage or Garage?
Garage.
Is it Gilgis or Gilgis?
Okay. Is it Giraffe or?
It's Giraffe.
Yeah, that's
true. We should ask Bryce Underwood about GIF or JIF. I mean, he would know.
True.
It's his generation.
Yeah.
Generation?
It's his generation.
People tried to put us
down.
Oh,
my God. Now, that's dad
generation.
Humor. Look at you being
a dad.
You
say sabotage.
Look.
I say sabotage.
Sabotage. Sabotage the system. Hour three coming up. Sabotage the system.
Let me tell this. I told these guys off air. Cage did the funniest thing the other day, and I was like, I tried to keep a straight face. So
again, remind everyone his age.
He just turned five a couple weeks ago. Okay. So when we were in Germany last year, I got in this cool little stuffy Bayern Munich soccer ball.
Okay.
So in the house, you know, we're not really kicking balls. If we're going to kick it, let's keep it on the ground. He doesn't listen, so he's routinely just whacking this thing like you know.
And it's not it's
like he's
it,
a field goal
but
kicker.
But it's a stuffy though, right?
It's a stuffy, but you know it can hit some stuff, okay. And you know. So I finally just lose it, and I'm like, dude, stop kicking the ball! I'm taking it, so I take it away. 30 seconds later, I'm sitting in the chair. He comes up around, like sneaks up behind me, mm-hmm. and whispers in my ear, "You're not tough," and then goes and sits down. And I was just like trying not to laugh because it was really funny, really clever. And then I'm just like, eat your dinner.
You're not tough.
That's
not
amazing.
Tough. Don't even know where he got that from.
Succession?
I don't know.
Sounds like an episode of Succession.
We've been watching wrestling for like 2 months, so I don't know. Maybe somebody said that on there. I have no idea.
You're not tough.
That sounds like something CM Punk would say, so...
Maybe. I mean, he started Raw like last week, you know, going nuts and everything. I don't know. It was really funny. But I was just like,
Taylor and I were FaceTiming with my mom last night. And she says, I'm really thirsty, and said to my mom, watch this. Dad, can you get me some water? And I'm like, I'm not your butler. And my mom says to her, you can get it yourself. Like, it literally was just a couple of, you know, around a wall and into the kitchen.
Watch this.
This is what she said. Watch this. And she goes, no, I can do this. All I need to do is just make a baby face.
See, she knows.
Did you cave?
Yeah, he got the water. Are you kidding me? Of course he did. Chris, Taylor was like, Papa,
did you get the water?
Did I get the water?
Papa, water?
No.
Take a job.
You got the water, please. Ain't nobody buying you to go get that girl water.
I'm not tough, though, when it comes to her. She knows that. And your son, he smells blood, pal.
You're not tough.
At age 5, he smells blood.
He got in your head, didn't he?
Yeah. You're not tough, 13. You ain't tough.
Wow. You never saw The Office?
Look at this guy right there.
Dude.
Yeah. The Bryce Underwood of the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah, right.
Papa.
There it is. Prep stars. Which one's different?